Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now. Brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're good, man. We're good. Now, I know we've talked a lot about this, and the Cowboys have addressed this quite a bit. And Jerry's like, hey, look, we're not one player away, especially on defense. So we were kind of kicking this around. Do you think they're closer to, like, I don't know, like 6 or 7 players away?
I would say, how about if you give me 3 players?
Okay. Do you want one at each level?
Yes, a defensive tackle, a linebacker, and a cornerback.
Oh, over safety.
Well, at some point, those guys are coming back, right? Hooker and Donovan Wilson. And it sounded like, you know, Hooker's got a chance. He was doing rehab last week on the field, so... he's got a chance, and we'll see where Wilson is. So if you at least get your starters back out there, right? But if not, I need a safety. I mean, either that or I got to practice a cornerback at safety,
mm-hmm. right?
Which is how they finished the game, right?
Yeah.
With Reddy Stewart playing safety.
Yes.
That's how bad it got. It was almost like last night where the teams were running out of bench players, right?
Running out of bullpen, running out of
you're going to have a field player pitch, right?
Yes.
And you better not get thrown out of the game because now you're going to be down to 8 guys on defense.
That's true.
That so, is true. Yeah. So, yeah, you know. So, you know, I know they talk about, you know, got to make changes. Well, what are you going to change? You're playing everybody, right? Who's not playing that you're going to say, oh, this guy's going to come in and be a miracle worker?
Right.
So, you know, you just got to play better and, you know, not make a bunch of, you know, some of the penalties. I mean,
yes.
I understand false starts because you're worried about getting your ass beat. And so you're trying to get a jump on things, right? But, you know, when you get... And the same thing with defensive holding. Well, you're holding for a reason, right? If you get pass interference, you're interfering for a reason because you're getting beat and you're doing all you can do to catch up. So that has a lot to do with it. Now, encroachment, neutral zone.
That James Houston one was really frustrating.
Well, it was. I mean, because... I mean, you got to see where your head is, right?
I mean,
you know, if you were at least in the neutral zone with your feet, then it's like, okay, I'm just trying hard to get there, right? But he wasn't. His head was over the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And I don't know how that helps any, but, you know, it's a penalty, whatever. And encroachment, you're trying to get a jump, and, you know, you got to hold back, and roughing the quarterback and legal shift means you either didn't get set or 2 guys were moving at the same time. So, you know, those things need to obviously you can clean some of them up, but when the other ones, you're usually getting beat. That's why you're grabbing on for dear life.
Right, right.
So again, to answer your question, I mean, they're using everybody. It's not like they got a bunch of guys out there that aren't playing that should be playing or they're going to go in and make a difference. You know, when I look at the, you know, the game summary, everybody that they dressed played. There's nobody that did not play except the guys that were inactive. Let's see, two of them were injured. So that's why they were inactive. And the other guys, you can only dress so many. So, yeah, I mean, it sounds good. But, you know, who's going to come off the bench and make a difference? Now, can I get some guys off of injured reserve and get them back on the field? Now, that might make a difference. But again, you know, those guys have got to be ready to play. You can't just force guys out there like Overshown or Revelle. You know, they got to make sure they're ready to play football. So you're going to have to wait till after the, I would say, after the bye for that.
And this is not just about the Cowboys. This goes through my mind about all NFL teams. It feels like because of the contact nature of the sport, while you're waiting for those players to come back, you're going to lose some other people that you didn't anticipate to kind of potentially negate those returns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, you know, we talk about next man up, right? Well, what happens when it's the next man up?
Right, right.
You know, and you're relying on guys that should be on the practice squad, but out of necessity, they end up on the 53 or being elevated from the practice squad because you need bodies.
Yeah.
So that puts you in a tough – and I'm not saying, you know, okay, this is an excuse for the way they got beat. They got beat. But there's a reason in there for some of it that I think
I hear you.
You have to clarify.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The safety position, like Corey was talking about earlier, is immediately kind of what jumps to mind for
Well,
me.
You had a guy that was on the practice squad starting, and then he gets hurt.
Yeah.
Right? And then you got to use a cornerback to go back and play safety.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he didn't do all that bad either.
Well,
so, yeah.
And I think the terrifying part is, like, you could have prime Ed Reed and Kyle Hamilton out there, and I think you'd still be like, we're not good in the rest of the defense.
Well, you're still not getting much of a pass rush.
Yes.
So you're not, at least if you can compensate for what you don't have on the back end with what you think you had on the front end, then yeah, maybe that's okay. But there, you know, when I look at the pass rush, no one's, they just seem to be rushing right into the offensive lineman. Like no one's got to move to get to the outside, or if they do, they go inside, and then the outside's open for a run. So it's almost like, yeah, I was watching one with Clowney, and he just ran right into the tackle. He didn't try to do, you know, the old swim move or, you know, beat him to the outside. And so, yeah, it just you don't get pressure and you can't cover, and that's a recipe for four touchdown passes being thrown against you.
I know there are things that Jerry Jones says that we're all kind of maybe just used to or desensitized, or it's just not going to change. But he said something yet again this morning that he had said last week that I just cannot wrap my mind around, is how they feel so comfortable with the amount of pass rushers they have. I get it. But like, if you have a lot of people that theoretically should be able to get to the quarterback, that's great. But if they don't actually get to the quarterback, what are we even talking about?
Yeah, and I think the other part of that is, oh, it's great that I got these guys who think they're pass rushers, but can they play the run?
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. That my blanket answer all of them is
I'm right
no.
there with you on that.
I got to give Bill Jones a credit. He sent me a film clip of DeMarcus Lawrence from the previous game. I don't know if it was this week, last week. And he took on the offensive tackle, and he held his ground, and then the run came to his inside. He was on the left, and he got off that and made the tackle against the run. You know, when's the last time we've seen a defensive end make a tackle?
Right.
More than one, right?
Right.
And the most was two. I told you that yesterday, right? They played nine defensive ends, and the total of the group was 11 tackles. So everybody had one, and two guys had two. That's just not going to get it when they're running for 100 and, I don't know, was it 79 yards, something like that?
Mm.
It was the second most of the season, only for the 216 run by Carolina.
Yeah, and
it wasn't the quarterback either that was hurting them, right?
There were
like
many
normally,
times
yeah,
that
it was just
that
Dobbins
just dominated blocking all the way up and said, hey, here's a big hole for J.K. Dobbins to run through, or I mean, whoever else wants to.
Where's Osa then?
Yeah.
Among the others.
Yeah. And who runs 40-yard touchdown and nobody touches him? Not even kind of like out of reach.
Yeah.
They weren't even in the vicinity. So, yeah, some of that, you know, you can scheme everything you want, but at some point, guys got to play or at least do the right thing.
And Jerry did bring up Ezeraku this morning. He said number 41 because he's playing that one smart. But he did bring him up, and I'm kind of curious on the front of what you're seeing from him, is because we've talked about his pass rush has gotten better, and he's gotten a little bit better at sealing off. How much time, though, do you go, okay, now he's good at both. He can play both the run and the pass.
Yeah, and I think he's on his way. Now, you know, he's a rookie,
yeah.
And you know, there's a learning curve that has to take place, but at least I see 41 flash. And not just pass rush, but playing the run too. But as for the rest, you know, I just don't see it from anyone else on the outside that you're saying, okay, this guy's pretty darn good. And I know what people are thinking. Well, okay, you should have kept Micah Parsons. I get that. But he wasn't exactly a stalwart against the run, right?
Right. This is true.
Because he, you know, business decision. He wants sacks. I don't get paid for making tackles. And he got paid.
This is true. He did.
Yeah. I mean, man, that is a good point about I don't get, not just him, it's but like just home, people
it's
in
like,
general.
It's like baseball players. Home runs get me my contract.
Yeah. No one's getting paid for singles.
Yeah. Luis Arraez gets traded all the time or gets moved around all the time.
Right.
He's awesome at hitting.
I mean, Freddie Freeman's going to get a statue outside Dodger Stadium,
yeah,
right?
As great of a hitter as he is, it's these home runs that give him that statue.
Yeah. Did you make it through that whole game?
I made a business decision. I put a limit at, I think it was 15 innings, and then I said, okay, I'm going to record everything after on this channel, and I'll get up in the morning without knowing what happened and watch the, you know, till the end, and that's what I did. Yeah.
Did you hear the heartbreaking saga of Mike Bassick's experience with that game?
I think I heard this morning when he came on. Yeah.
What did he
do? Did he turn on his turn signal to change lanes and join you guys?
Yeah. He was dropping off some stuff for our charity show, and he's like, you know what? I need to be on the show. And I really I appreciated
he
that.
He fell asleep with one batter left.
That's unbelievable. You know, by the time we got home Sunday night, and then I work some more. It was, I think, around where was it in the football game? I want to say maybe the third quarter. I think I dozed off around 8:30, and then woke up, and I go, "Oh, it's the fourth quarter." but yeah, I got my nap in so I could make it till what would it have been about almost 1 o'clock before I gave up on the game.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
And, but it was worth every minute watching that baseball game.
It was a really, really tremendous game, man. Thank you very much for the time. Good, sir. We will catch with you again tomorrow.
All right. See you guys.
Now, a couple more things, you know, Mickey had just mentioned the second worst kind of rushing allowed performance in terms of total yards. I was looking at another thing. The Broncos offense averaged 7.5 yards per play. That is horrible, yet not the most horrible this year for the Cowboys. Against the Giants, they gave up 8.2 yards per play, which just like that is incredibly terrible. And then when you were talking about the safeties, I mean, you had to move Elijah Clark in there, and then his rib injury, Schottenheimer said he'll probably be out. Yeah, 1 to 2 weeks.
Hey, Kevin, I want to try and help you.
Oh.
Can I try to help you with something?
No. Yeah, what did I do?
And I don't know if this is going to help, honestly.
Oh, no.
You're confused, baffled, bewildered by Jerry Jones' statement about all the depth.
Yes.
That's semantics. You know that.
Yeah.
Tolos, you know that's semantics.
Yeah.
He's using the, we have lots of them, not it's quantity over quality.
And it really is.
And Mickey's right about the part. We've been saying that all along. And anybody that wants to argue about Micah's run defense, I can go pull up many examples and have that discussion. Yes, Mike is a great player. I get all those things too. And he's the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I've always said this for Micah, he's the piece you add whenever you have everything else. For me.
Right.
And or maybe you say, well, I'm adding while I have that. But the Cowboys couldn't find, they think financially, that's what they tell us again, because that's semantics. But yes, what he's saying is very clearly, look, I'm admitting that I don't think we have a lot of quality there. And that's why we have so many of them. We had to buy in stock. We had to buy in bulk because we don't have a good one there. And that's what that is. And so I just don't want you to be bewildered or befuddled.
Flummoxed.
Yes, or flummoxed anymore.
And just another thing to throw on, and this might be a longer conversation for another day. Sometimes I think about this with like Deron Bland and Osa, is did they take their market value deals or maybe even slightly below market value deals that the Cowboys offered them because they knew?
They're like, this is the best one I can get.
Yeah, and because an artificial market was created for them that outsized how good they actually were.
Probably so. Maybe so.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM. Cheer me up!
We got the question of the day. Mookie has jokes, plus would you do this run? Next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, where unlike the Cowboys, we will be victorious. And right now, a great example of that, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. Plus, would you run this race? It sounds terrifying. Mm. We'll get to that here in just a little bit.
And I both know the answer to that is no.
Well, just play along with the bit, man. Just play along with the bit, because I probably wouldn't run this too. I'm out of shape right now. So before we get to any of that, I came across this actually during the break, and I have to play this. Mookie Betts on Dodgers TV during the post-game show, taking questions from reporters, had a great answer to a very interesting wording of a question.
When you go to bed tonight, put your head on the pillow tonight, what will you think about Shohei? Will you think about Freddie? What jumps out at you?
I'm probably not going to think about another man while I'm in bed.
Fair enough. Which I think is fair enough. He's not going to think about another man while he's laying in bed.
Oh, goodness. That is delightful.
So he's got jokes even after a rough night at the dish for him. He's got jokes. He's feeling good after being named Roberto Clemente Man of the Year and all of that. So, yeah, he was feeling good after a very interesting win. I gave up on that game at about inning, I want to say, 13. I just couldn't hang anymore.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. My body, well, kind of like Mike said, my body just said, no, you're done. It wasn't I wasn't like Mickey. I didn't have a landmark where I said, I'm going to be done with this game at this point. I was just like, I can't keep watching.
I do think the Mickey strategy, and I think we employ this as well, is smart. Is if you're just recording the game or DV or whatever, you were like, hey, my wife's not going to tell me about it in the morning, so sure. I'll just check out what happened then.
That's what I try to do with a lot of things.
I get that.
I just physically can't stay up that late and get up as early as I do, so that's just on me. But I'm like, I do have to be prepared, so I am going to go watch what I can to watch it and make sure I'm prepared and saw something happen. But have you ever taken micro naps?
Yes.
How long is a micro nap? What qualifies is that? Oh, yeah. See, but
okay, that's not that short.
But that is when I'm fighting to not go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's the thing where eventually your head drops and you kind of pop up.
Yep.
That's
I will set a 2.5 minute alarm.
Oh, my
goodness.
And
close my eyes for 2.5 minutes, like during Mavericks or, you know, something like that. Close my eyes for 2.5 minutes. And when it goes off, I'm back up. And I'll just take every single break. If I'm that tired, I will do that.
Well, you just gave me a new question of the day for the future. Thank you.
There you go.
But today's question of the day, gentlemen, is going to be back on the national day calendar because today, October 28th, is National Chocolate Day. National Chocolate Day. So if you're into the sweet treats, today is for you. And I want to know, what is the ultimate chocolate? Your favorite chocolate, 877-881-1053, because for me, there is no question, there is no thinking, and I'm going to be uber specific here with my wording, because it's Reese's, but it's a specific Reese's. It is the holiday Christmas bell-shaped Reese's.
The Christmas bell, eh?
That is the perfect ratio, and the chocolate is a little bit more dense. So I think the ratio is perfect, but the texture is also amazing. If you haven't tried the Christmas Bells, Reese's, those are S tier. They are amazing.
If you're going to be super specific, can I be somewhat vague?
Sure.
It's just been in the last probably 4 or 5 years that I have really started to appreciate the genius of dark chocolate.
Yes.
Because for the longest time, you would have that, it was the 4-pack, right?
Yep.
With like the little mini bars. You'd get the Mr. Good bar, and that's what I was there for. Then the Crackle, then the regular, then the Special Dark. And I was like, why does that even get put in there for anybody? But I've really come around to the genius that is dark chocolate.
I like dark chocolate, especially when it's like melted onto something or covering
something.
I can
see that.
Like the dark chocolate covered almond is one of the best snacks out there.
It's pretty good.
And it's really good for you too. You know, there's a lot of nutrients there, a lot of protein, and especially if you get it like the Himalayan salt sprinkled on the almonds.
You're right.
And then covered in dark chocolate, you're getting hydrated, you're getting a little bit of protein in there, and you're getting all the benefits and the vitamins and whatnot from the dark chocolate. It's amazing.
My oldest is very like the 97% cacao. You know, he wants that kind. Like, I'm like, oh man, that is bitter.
Like, suck your face
in
almost.
That is bitter stuff right there. But he also had dark chocolate covered cashews. Mm. I love a cashew. Cashew nut might be the best nut in the world. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
That might be the best nut I can think of.
I like the honey roasted peanut.
It's a good nut.
That's
too.
A really good one, yeah.
That's a good nut. I know a lot of people are going nuts over Dubai chocolate right now. I think it's too expensive.
Oh, I don't know Dubai chocolate.
It's fine. It's fine, but it's too expensive. And now people are trying to come up with all these different ways. Like, you go into Tom Thumb and Kroger, and you're like, oh my gosh, look at all these. You got a whole cup of it. It's all right. I'm going to go with Lent. L-I-N-D-T.
Mm.
It's the 40
days.
It's a ball.
Get ready for Easter.
Is that how you spell Lent for religious purposes? Okay. I like those, and I like the caramel filled ones because I think caramel's better than chocolate. It does have chocolate on the outside. It's milk chocolate. Milk chocolate's the best way to go. I think their version of chocolate is my absolute favorite.
Huh.
And Adrian will sometimes bring home the Ghirardelli squares with caramel inside. And I'm like, I'll eat it. But I don't like it.
Why will you eat it?
Because it's there.
Okay.
But I'd much rather have the Lent version of it.
Okay.
So if you want to make me happy, that's the one.
Okay.
If you want to just provide me something to put in my mouth, then Ghirardelli's fine, I guess.
What?
Okay.
That might not be their new slogan. Or it could be. I don't know.
Ghirardelli, providing you things to put in your mouth.
Yeah, could be a sexually charged company. I don't know.
Okay.
Tim is disappointed in you.
He's probably disappointed in us very often.
True.
This just makes me want to get Mike back in here to bring up the vending nut company.
That's right. I remember the vending nut company.
Oh, yeah.
And they had more than nuts.
Yes.
Remember they had the sour balls.
That is true.
Oh, yeah.
They had nuts and balls.
What are you doing?
All right.
That's like the third time in this segment, Corey.
All right.
Get it together.
The ghost of Mike is still here. He's still here. Yeah. It's leaving residuals, and I don't know if I like it as a producer, at least. But let's see. 877-881-1053. Your favorite chocolate for National Chocolate Day. Lots of people texting in. Yes, Masterpiece of the Week farming. That's absolutely what I'm doing. You caught me.
Did y'all ever like the Cadbury egg?
Yeah, from the 910. They texted that in. It's okay. Like, I'm not seeking them out. If they're there, I'll try it, you know?
But I was
they're your Ghirardelli?
Yeah,
pretty much. It exists.
If it's there, I'll put it in my mouth. I was a victim of marketing. That little rabbit, with the chicken rabbit or whatever it was. I was like, what is happening? And it looks so good. I love eggs.
It's still on. That commercial is so good that they still show it.
I love eggs. And so all I was thinking was, I love eggs. I love chocolate. That's got to be fantastic. And then you taste it and it's like, not really sure what's going on inside of that thing.
Yeah, it just looks like a weird bit of goo in there. And I'm like, no, I'm not eating that.
Thank you.
I don't care if you do cover it in chocolate.
Friday is going to be very
whatever. Fun. That is a reasonable point per the conversation we were having.
Yeah, but you take that little section out and it's going to be hilarious on Friday.
Absolutely.
No matter what I just said.
Yeah. So
I led you to water.
I got a lot of work to do. But let's see. Lindor chocolates, not Francisco the chocolate, but from the 214 are the best. I do like the Lindor chocolates too.
I'm really fascinated with, like, which athlete do you think would be most likely to start a successful line of chocolates?
Ooh.
When you're like, no, Lindor, like Francisco Lindor. And you're like, yeah, that's right. That's his company.
Why has that marketing deal not happened yet? That you're printing money.
It's a good
at
question.
At that point, he doesn't need it anymore.
I don't know.
From the 940, Tim says,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif
and RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Reese's are elite. I fully agree. From the 214, a different kind of Reese's, the white chocolate Reese's eggs at Easter.
Now, if I have developed into liking dark chocolate, I think that white chocolate is trash. Trash.
You're right.
Brandon loves it,
though. You're absolutely correct.
I like it. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's borderline what we were talking about earlier, like it exists, if it's there.
Okay.
Sure.
It's interesting. I wouldn't tab you as a white chocolate guy.
What makes you think that?
Your taste buds.
Okay. Thanks, Corey. Appreciate that, man. If you know, you know.
I haven't found it. Okay. Can I tell you a story real quick?
You saw the escape room.
Yeah. My mom, for the longest time,
where is this going?
Every year at Christmas, she would give me a Hershey's candy bar that was the cookies and cream candy bar. So it's white chocolate with bits of Oreo in it.
Oh.
Which I don't like white chocolate or Oreo. Huh. And so I was like, in my brain, I was like, how does she think I like this? And I just never brought it up to her. Never said a word to her about it. Last year, I had a caramel and chocolate candy bar because I mentioned it on air and I think she heard me. And I don't know if I hurt her feelings or not.
You definitely did.
No,
that's a tough balance between how long is too long to tell that person. Like, I don't think they're going to hear this, but for the longest time, Brandon has had relatives who send him an Apple card for like his birthday and Christmas. He's an Android guy. He doesn't do anything Apple.
But
we dropped the ball that first year, Alec, and didn't say anything.
You have to say it then.
And then it just went on too long. And then I ended up giving him the cash value to pay for our Apple TV while he was doing it because we were cowards.
That's a good dad move because my dad does the same thing. Yeah. So sometimes the relatives that either live far away or just don't really know me like that,
yeah,
they'll send me something. It's a gift card for a place I've never been to in my life or I don't actually shop at. So my dad will be like, I want that.
Yeah.
I don't give you the money for it. Why not? So yeah, it just makes life easier for his online shopping. So I'm like, heck yeah, why not? but let's see, I do see the Reese's Fast Break coming in on the Fantex.
Fast Break's dope, dude.
It's really good.
Fast Break is very good, yes.
Because I like the, what's their like fake Nutty Bar Reese's one? Somebody's going to know. It's like, it's the sticks. Maybe it is called Reese's Sticks. Those are really good.
Huh. You sure about that?
Yes. No. That's the name? Absolutely not. I'm sure it exists. I am not sure.
Sure you didn't bring this
the
up?
Name. No, like, this is just it an exists, idea that
you've
damn
made
it.
Up in your mind.
All right, it exists. I just don't know the name of it. Somebody help me out. Come on.
Appreciate you guys getting involved, and do not help them out. Let them lay out on that. But guys, I've told you about the 50K Taco Bell Ultra.
Yes.
In Denver. I've told you about some other creative marathons that get sort of landmarks involved. I told you about the never-ending marathon where people just keep running all day, mm-hmm. last man standing style. It's incredible. I have found a terrifying marathon.
Oh.
It happens in Sweden.
Is it called the Terathon?
You should probably trademark that before somebody gets in front of you. Just declare it in a deep voice like Corey did the last time he thought of something.
It's the Terathon.
See, it is Reese's Sticks, you jerks.
Okay.
Oh, if you say so. This is the
Move
world's...
Move on, bro.
This is the world's deepest marathon.
Oh.
What do I mean by that?
Yeah.
This is an underground marathon.
Nope.
Inside Sweden's Garpenberg mine.
Nope.
And I'm going to give you some context here about how far this really
goes. Don't
need
it. Nope.
The Empire State Building is 443 meters tall. The Eiffel Tower in Paris is about 330 meters tall. A Typhoon-class submarine can dive to 400 meters below sea level. And the deepest part of the entire North Sea is 700 meters below sea level. And the single deepest part of the Atlantic Sea is 3,646 meters deep. In order to get to the world's deepest marathon, you have to take a mine shaft, and that elevator trip is about 3 minutes long to get down there.
Oh my goodness.
1,120 meters below sea level. And for people who want to think in feet, 3,674 and a half feet below sea level. And because it's so deep, it gets hotter down there, so it's closer to 90 degrees all of the time, wow. No matter the season. And it dampens and absorbs sound, so you can literally hear every little thing during this race, including everybody's breathing patterns.
I'm out.
Would you do this? 877-881-1053.
No.
Oh! No. Who's doing that?
I don't even love going into the Carlsbad Caverns and walking around down there, let alone this idea. I feel like you can't breathe under the sea.
Thank you.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Are you ready to believe in these two upstart AFC teams? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Early fourth quarter, snap to Bo Nix. Back and looking, standing. Throws it in the back of the end zone. That's pitch and catch. Easy catch to Franklin for the touchdown. And it looks like he got completely away from Bridges. That coverage got all messed up.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Powered by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip!
Dip it and rip it.
And let's start with the saga of the Minnesota Vikings. Now, they're still waiting for J.J. McCarthy to come back. In the meantime, Carson Wentz undergoing shoulder surgery. He will miss the rest of the season, which means, I guess, for now, it's on Max Brosmer to carry the ship. He is from Minnesota. He is a rookie. I'm sure there will be other movings and shakings for them.
Oh, and J.J. McCarthy's not going to be back for this game?
It's not a guarantee.
They said I'd rush him back.
Oh, man. They said he's questionable.
What if Max Brosmer goes out there and is really, really good?
Well, then he'd be better than J.J. McCarthy.
And Carson Wentz.
That is true. All right. So I wanted to get y'all's take on this. We saw one of these teams up close and personal. The Broncos and the Patriots.
Yeah, we saw the Broncos.
Are you ready to believe in the Broncos and Patriots as players in the AFC race this year? And if so, kind of where do you slot them? I'm not saying like where they'll finish, but like where do you see them fitting in the hierarchy of the AFC?
I'd have to obviously look at their entire schedules to kind of map out some things.
No. Where do you think right they stand now?
Okay. It's interesting because I didn't expect to think the Colts would be at the top of the AFC.
For sure.
In the AFC right now, I would probably put, Kevin, I would probably put them fourth and fifth.
Okay. So
with the Broncos being fourth and the Patriots being fifth.
Okay.
I got the Colts one.
Ahead of the Chiefs?
Yes.
Oh.
Colts are 7-1 right now, dude. They beat the Broncos too. Like that's another thing too. But yeah, I have them ahead of the Chiefs. I have the Chiefs third, and I have the Bills ahead of the Chiefs.
Okay.
The Chiefs are just now like starting to look like the Chiefs a little bit. And Kevin, also, they beat the crap out of a terrible Washington team last night.
They did.
I mean, the Cowboys beat that team.
We did that too.
Have you seen that? Did you know that?
They did pound the Lions.
Yeah, they did that too. But they're, like I said, they're just now starting to make their case back into my life and my love again. But it's weird to have the Colts at one and then the Bills at two, Chiefs, Broncos, Patriots. Okay. That would be my top five.
Alec, where do the Broncos and Patriots sit in your AFC hierarchy?
Similar ranking, just flip those two teams at four and five for me. And it's only
you also have the Colts as the leading contender in the AFC?
Yeah, I can't keep denying it. I just can't at this point. And the more I watch, you know, the post-game clips and like the way that these players are walking around with utmost confidence and everything, it's a story for a different day. But I love what they're doing. I really do.
Okay.
But the Broncos, I would flip from Corey's ranking down to the bottom just because they're going to be without Surtain for 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Have
they put him on the injured reserve officially?
I haven't seen that officially yet, but that's probably going to happen. But because of that injury, it's not going to make them much worse. He's really, really good. He's one of the best coverage corners in the league, but their pass rush is so good that I'm not too worried about their passing defense getting much worse.
Let me ask you a question now, because I did want to revisit this. They demolished the Colts.
Okay.
Demolished the Dolphins 33-8. Walk-off field goal to win against the Broncos 29-28.
Which is a really good win.
Destroy the Titans 41-20. Lose to the Rams 27-20.
Yeah.
Destroy the Raiders 46. Beat the Cardinals 31-27. Beat the Chargers 38-24. Beat the Titans. Have they beaten a formidable opponent other than the Chargers?
See, and I would put the Broncos ahead
of...
But, I mean,
So that's two formidable opponents.
Those are two pretty marquee wins.
The
right
Dolphins,
there.
Titans, Raiders,
those
Cardinals.
Teams all suck.
Yeah. So maybe it is a little fool's gold, but they're doing what they're supposed to do.
I got you. Yeah. I know. I hear you on that. Yeah. For Surtain, I saw the same thing that he probably missed multiple weeks. I've heard he's a candidate for injured reserve, but you're right. Once they pop him on there, that is unfortunate. Can the Bengals get their defense together? They held a players-only meeting after the meltdown against the Broncos. Do you wish the Cowboys' defense had a players-only meeting, or do you kind of think maybe they did and just the media didn't find out about it?
I mean, they kind of did, and the media did find out about it. Kenneth Murray held two extra defensive film sessions
right
before Washington's game. Wish he would have done that before the Broncos game, maybe. Because, so I, Now, the players only meeting, you're talking about, hey, we need to sit in a room and vent.
Yes.
And get our S out. And yes. Everybody needs to understand where we stand on things. And if you don't like it, there's the door.
Yep.
Like that's the, I don't think the Cowboys have had that. And I don't know if they will.
Okay.
I don't know who cares about on that defense that much.
Oh.
And also, who's the one that can open the door and say, everybody get your ass in here? I don't know. I don't have a Kenny Clark who just
right.
got here.
Right.
It's Dak.
Huh.
Dak's the one.
Yeah.
On the defensive side of the ball that can get everybody in that room.
And that's not really.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I appreciate the leadership of Dak, but I don't need him to be the leader of the defense.
I need like, if Dak's going to be that leader.
Yeah.
He's the one that everybody needs to respect. When they yeah. walk in the door, you should respect him. Gain that respect for him. Like, that's how it should be with your quarterback. But you also have to have great lieutenants that are doing their jobs as well.
Right, right. Now, let's go ahead and talk, and we'll probably talk more in depth about this game specifically tomorrow. But can you go ahead and give me cut number two, please?
Mahomes in the pocket, pump faking, twice, throws it late, caught, left side, Rice, angling, touchdown, Kansas City, an 18-yard touchdown pass.
So a game that I was shocked that it was tied at halftime. Then the third quarter really threw over the balance. And like Mike said earlier, I realized no Jaden Daniels. So that might have lost the interest for some people. But the Chiefs go ahead and get the 28-7 win. We'll talk more long form tomorrow about the direction the Commanders are going. But man, I realize your quarterback wasn't there, but those losses just keep stacking up. And we told you this was a blowout, which means this was, I believe, just the second time since 1970 that every NFL game except for one was decided by double digits.
Really?
Yeah. And that was the freaking Jets game, man. So pretty wild stuff right there. All right, let's talk about the Bills. Josh Allen, the second quarterback ever. You do. Look, you could argue that was the start of Battle of the Beasts. There's this old thing from, I think it's Wings. No matter how much you charge, you always have to pay the bills. So you would take Buffalo over Los Angeles, for example. So Josh Allen's the second quarterback ever to score 70 career rushing touchdowns behind only Cam Newton. And then they got bad news yesterday as Ed Oliver does in fact have a torn bicep. He will have surgery and is out indefinitely. Now, does that mean all of the season, or does that mean they're hoping that he can be back for the playoffs? Probably the last.
Yeah, it's whenever he can come back.
True.
Yeah.
You're welcome back whenever. Now, Derrick Henry passed Walter Payton on the rushing touchdown list. He now has the fifth most rushing touchdowns of all time. Do you know the four that are ahead of him?
Emmitt Smith.
Correct.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Correct. You guys are in order so far. Emmitt 1, LT 2.
Is Marcus Allen on there?
Marcus Allen is third on the list. So it all comes down to this. It goes like this. Emmitt, offensive LT, Marcus Allen, and now Derrick Henry is in fifth. But who is fourth?
I got the first.
It's not Steve DeBerg.
Why not?
Because he probably drives sober.
Oh,
Adrian Peterson.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does that hurt your feelings, Alec? So Adrian Peterson, fourth on the list. Congratulations.
The guy is drunk.
Oh, man. That is an amazing use of that.
Wow.
Well, there's going to be more, but I'll just
still
leave
one
you
of my
with
favorite
this.
Calls yeah. of all time, by the way,
because he went all in on that.
Yeah, he did.
And the Ravens are expecting Lamar Jackson to play on Thursday, unless there's a clerical error that John Harbaugh can blame on somebody else. We're the KNC Masterpiece. More on that later, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I'm excited and nervous to see how this segment goes.
I dare you to be excited.
Is Dak Prescott still just not a big game quarterback?
Whoa.
Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.